Namaste friends, welcome back to AEES e-learning. Today we are going to discuss about poverty as a challenge, chapter 3, class 9th, economics. Before we discuss, shall we ponder over the topic? Here we are trying to identify who is poor, what are the actual problems the poor people face both in rural and urban areas, what is the meaning of poverty, what are the indicators of poverty, or poverty as seen by social scientists, estimates of poverty in India, and who are the vulnerable groups, and also we will discuss the interstate disparities and current global poverty scenario, causes of poverty in India, and measures for removal of poverty in India. Whenever you traveled throughout your country, you would have observed that many people remain poor around you. Sometimes they extend their hands for a little help. It is still felt that poverty is one of the most important and formidable challenges that India is facing even today. India is considered sometimes one of the poorest countries of the world itself. What does it imply? And how can we overcome this problem? For that, we should know who the poor is, what the problems they face, and how this can be overcome. It will be interesting to know that who the poor people in India are, or to which class they belong to. If we just look around us, we can see a number of poor people around us. The major chunk of the poor people in rural areas generally belong to the landless laborers, the small and marginal farmers, the agricultural and casual laborers, the rural artisans, the tribals, and disabled persons. Similarly, in urban sector, most of the people are among the casual workers, daily wage earners, working at construction sites, domestic servants, rickshaw pullers, children working in canteens and dabas, beggars with children, scheduled and backward caste people, and the people living in slums and other areas. These are the real families who do not get enough food to feed their members. So we can see half of them actually demanding clothes, and many of them would be demanding a shelter. So when we analyze who is poor, actually the people are either born to the poor parents or born out of nothingness, means no shelter, no home, no food. And again, if you refer to the poorest people, you will see that one, whenever calamities occur, you might have seen that one, even the richest persons turn into poor. So situations also can take we people into poverty. So when poverty may occur, how it may occur, no one can predict. So what we can do is that one, how to eradicate it and what measures can be taken. In your book, there are two cases of poverty. Everyone has to read that story, because without understanding that story, you will not be able to understand this chapter. These stories given here are either imaginary or sometimes real. Understand? You can think about how poverty occurs at the rural level and how poverty occurs at the urban level. And this story, these two stories, every student has to read and understand. Why? Because if you really want to know what these two typical case studies reveal, understood? Reading this story is must. Think of these two stories after reading it. They reveal main dimensions of poverty. Poverty refers to hunger, lack of shelter and proper clothing. It's a situation in which parents are unable to send their children to school. Thus, you can see poverty and illiteracy go hand in hand. Poor people cannot afford treatment at the time of illness. Hence, they remain poor even with their health. Malnutrition, especially in the case of children, is found among poor people. Poor people generally have large size of family, that you might have observed from both. And unemployment or underemployment is also found in poor sections. Poor people do not get regular job at a fairly minimum level. Poverty generates child labor too. So poor people do not get clean water and sanitation facilities. So they always live in poor condition. So poor people live with a sense of helplessness. They are all ill-treated in farms, factories, offices, hospitals, railway stations, markets. At almost every place. So in this situation, who would like to remain poor? Obviously, nobody would like to be poor or live in poverty. So after reading this story and after analyzing this story, now it is easy to identify the poor and the poverty. But it is still difficult to define it. Poverty may be defined as a situation in which a person is unable to secure even his basic requirements like shelter, clothes and food. These requirements that include minimum human needs in respect of food, clothing, housing, education and health. So poverty is thus defined as a lack of income to acquire minimum necessities of life. Hope you understood the meaning of poverty. Now we will see in the next module.